Kalim Perikay Mishnah Zayin. Tanur Shenitma. Now we're going to talk about the Shvira, or rather, better said, the Netitza, can move on the Pasuk, of a Tanur which is Mitar. Ketzed Mitar and Oyser. So Mishnah says, Cholke Lishloisha. He splits it. We're talking about over here, where what he wants to do is he wants to be Mitar. So instead of breaking apart pieces, what he does is he splits from the top to the bottom. He takes a knife and he splits down. So if he'd be mechalik it in two pieces, one of the two would still be roiv of the hekiv, and memel it's not nitar. So memel by definition it's going to have to be in three pieces. The Mishnah adds another piece. V'goyrer es ha-tveilo ad shiyehe bo'aretz. The oven has to be split all the way down. So there's extra coating on the bottom, which we've discussed a few times, that hold in the choyim. And that would keep it sort of mechuber on the bottom, and it wouldn't be considered split open. On the other hand, the etzem oven isn't ganzen minutot. So the Mishnah says, no, it has to be in ganzen split. It's not enough that it's split beruboy. Remeya oimer, einei tzorch ligres atvelo. It's enough to be mechalik, to be menate. It's the tanner itself without the tvelo. And it doesn't have to go all the way down. We had already in Mishnah Aleph where Meir holds that it's enough to split the walls of the Tanur as long as they don't have any more Arba Tvachim. That's the share of the Tanur. So Tanur Shenishba V'lo Nishtayba Goyva of Arba Tvachim is not Mekabel Toma. Lamaisa the Chachom over there hold that if you still have roiv of the goiva adoifin, even though it's less than arba tvachim, a tanur that's we spoke of that over there, a tanur that was mitchilo sheva tvachim, so you're gonna have 3.5. That's roiv. It's still tummy. So by definition, if you want to split it, if you want to be mitayrit, you're gonna have to split it all the way down. That's l'chayr l'shita sam over here. Reb Shimon Oimer v'tzorich lasir. Reb Shimon adds, it's not enough to crack down. The tanur stands near, the parts stand near each other, still connected, even though it's cracked. And they're not really connected, that's not enough. You have to go all the way down, you have to be marchik them. Some of the mefarshim explain over here that after he cuts all the way down and he scrapes off the tvela, which is the on the bottom of the oven, that's the tit that makes it mechubel lekarka. He has to be menatik and ganzen from the karka, and this is a kiyum of the Loshna Pasuk Yutatz. Yeshov is in the kli itself. Yutatz over here means to break it in a way. It's not just in the kli, but it's broken off from. Broken off from what? From the karka. The Rambam, that seems to be what the Rambam is saying. The truth is that the Rav over here brings two pshatim. The pshat the way we just said is the second pshat. The first pshat of the Rav is that the whole machlokes Tanakam and Reb Meir is whether you're mechuyev to be megarer the tvela all the way down to the ground, or it could still be mechubel karka even though the whole thing is split. That's the machlokes. But even with the Tanakam is also masking that you don't have to cut the tanner all the way till the ground, and the shal is only whether you have to cut off the tvela that makes it mechubel karka. Chalokei l'shnayim. Let's say he split it into two. Echad godl ve'echad katan. Chalokei l'shloisha. Echad godl k'shnayim. Or he split it into three, but one of them is as big as the two. That means you still really haven't accomplished anything because it's a 50-50 split. Hagodl tamei. U'shnayim haktanim tairin. So the point over here is that if you have roiv in the oven, it sounds like the roiv doesn't have to be 50.1%. It would still be enough if it's 50-50%. The Maase, when you look at the Rav says, "Agodl tamei mishum deiko ruboy shel tanu." That which retains the shame tanu is the roiv. So this is really a sugi in chum dav chav chesem beis. In the sugi over there, legabe farshidin edinim in shas, when you're looking at roiv as opposed to 50-50. So we have the Shaila by Mechitzos, the famous machlokes between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua, that this that we said, the Rav Oymid al HaPoritz, like having Mechitzos, and you don't have a break in the wall, so you need Rav closed. Does that mean Rav, or does it mean 50-50? when you shecht the simon of a behemoth, that's why the sugi is in Chulin Daf Kof Chet, you're shechting the simonim of a behemoth's neck, do you have to shecht roiva the simon or 50-50? So over here also you can clear, is 50-50 enough to be considered a shvira? Or do you need roiv, and it has to be the, in order for it to be tar, it needs to be roiv, or even 50-50, as long as it's, you don't have one piece that's less than the original 50, then that would also retain its shame tanu. That's the shayla. The other shayla that comes in is whether you could say efshel tzamtzum. There's another discussion, which is negei l'moshel to behemoths that are born simultaneously, and the shayla is one has kedushas bechor, one doesn't, or we say it's impossible that they were born simultaneously. If they were born simultaneously, maybe both have kedushas bechor, maybe neither. So obviously we'll have to say that one was born before, because ef shalatzamtzim, and ef shalatzamtzim means then we have a suffix, which one was born a second before the other one. We'll have the same shayla over here also, except that the Gemara is mechalik. The whole arichus where the Gemara and the Rishonim are mechalik between ef shalatzamtzim bidei shamayim, bechor two animals being born mimei imam is something that happens. Could it be that the Ribbono Shel Olam set up nature that two vlodes were born simultaneously mamish to the split millisecond? Maybe. But to say that when somebody does a maise, he builds a wall, he shechts a neck of a behemoth, he breaks an oven, that it'll be exactly 50-50 but mamish microscopically, it'll be exactly 50-50, that's hard to believe. Efshel tzamtzim, efshel bidei shamayim, but efshel tzamtzim bidei odom. It's all part of the discussion over there. Vinishvid, all that goes into the taich of what's called over here godel and cotton, and the words of the Rav that says ikar rubei shaltana. Now I'll mention a few points. One point is that when you look at the Rishonim over here, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, and I see Mishnah's Tyrus brings also from Rabbeinu Hill and Tyrus Kainin and from the Ravid, it sounds like it's a bazunder exeris hakosov shviras kli cheres. It's a bazunder exeris hakosov. It's the same thing in the Ramban al Torah in Parash Shmini, where he talks about ketanu v'kirayim yutots. He's the one that's medayik that the yutots is not shvira. Shvira means it's broken, it's always kli. Yutots is a process that maybe it's not enough to stamp broken, or maybe you don't need all the way broken. You need a maise shvira. So the emphasis is that in Mishnah Aleph, we spoke about this, that every shvira as klicheres might be a maise shvira hamteres. We proved it from Rashi. Masha'en came. What it sounds like from the Ramban is that shvira as klicheres is a mitzis, and netita as tanur is a maise hamitar. A little bit of a tzorachin, because the Ramban, the arise that the Ramban Chulin Daf Lamed Daled also holds like Rashi, the Maaseh Shvira is Metayer. So it's a Tzorachian exactly which Rishonim hold that there's a Chiddush Mesuyim in Netitzas Klicheres over Shviras, Netitzas Tano over Shviras Klicheres. The other Ora, Gishmak HaOra, is the Yeshiv Shenyin. The place for this type of Ora is really Meseches Taharis, and we'll see plenty about it over there. But Reb Kiva Egi introduces over here a nekuda. What comes out of the sugya in Becheris, Daf Yud Zayin, which goes together with the sugya in Chulin Daf Kof Ches that we quoted, is that over here, if you have two parts of the Tana, each one to the visible eye, if you measure it, looks like 50-50, since EF Shalat Tzamtzim, so there's two possibilities. It's possible that each one is exactly 50-50, and in which case each one would be Tohar, because it's enough that neither one is a Roiv. There's also a possibility that either of the pieces is a miut. So Kiva Eger brings from a Tosfos that's called two distinct reasons to be matir. One piece, one svara is that the piece you're dining on. The Gemara says they're both atomic because Ef Shel Tzamtzim. So we have to look at both of them as maybe roiv. Yeah, there's two svaras la'atir. One is that it's mechtza, even if it's not mechtza. One is that's miut, even if it's not miut, it's mechtza. That's two svaras lahatir. There's a discussion, maybe that's not really called tutstodim. But Taisu seems to say that you could dan with that lagabi shchita. Frektum kivege lechot should be a svek sveko. You should be able to be matir both parts. Kivege just says that since we're talking about a Sfek Sveiko on a Tanner, the Tanner is a Sofik Tumma B'shus HaYochid. Sofik Tumma B'shus HaYochid, even when it's a Sfek Sveiko, again, it's not our Inyan, but Sofik Tumma B'shus HaYochid is Tumma, even when there's a Sfek Sveiko. The one who's done on that by Richus is Chidush Reb Shleimer in Chulin Simen Ches, and he dons that whenever you say both passiv, both pieces are Tomei, what do you want to do? You want to say that both of them are Tomei Misafik, midin Svek Sveika, you can't be Mitar, both of them become Tomei. To be Mitame, both of them, they're definitely not both Tomei. One is definitely more, one is definitely less. So one is Torah, one is Tomei. In Bechi Hai Gavna, there's no Halacha to be Mitame, both of them. Again, I'm just speaking out very Bekitzer, just for the Maram Mokim, it's not really the place for it. Ayin Shom. When you learn Chul Dav Chov Ches and Mitz Hashem, when we learn Mesechus Tiris, this is going to be a big noise. Mishnah Ches continues the same idea, but instead of cutting lengthwise from the top to the bottom, over here he's cutting from the widthwise. He's cutting from the right to the left or from the left to the right in order to be Matar, the Tanu that has become Tomei. Chatochoi Chul Yis L'Rochboi. He cuts parts of. It's built with different pieces of Cheres, the Tanu. And he cuts them widthwise, and now you have different pieces. Pochos me arba tvochim tohor. A piece that's less than, that has less than a height of arba tvochim is tohor. Merchoi bitit. If he took all the pieces and now he smears them over with cement and he puts it back together again. Mekabel tumu mishiyasi kenu. When he's masik the tanner and it hardens, kidei lefes boi suvgonin. That was the shear that we had earlier in the perek, and that would be the shear hamitame. Because that's when it's considered a Gemara Kli. The Sufgan is an easier bake, and that's why it's enough in this type of case. Here, Chik Mimenu is a Tvela. What happens if he doesn't smear on the cement to glue the pieces back together again? He makes a framework of cement, and then he fills up the space between the cracked walls. V'nosan Chole Tzvor Benetayim. He puts over there sand, or he puts pebbles to fill up the space to hold it together. Obviously, it's not talking about where he packs in wet sand, because that'll harden, and that will hold the walls together, and that itself will be a chibur. So on this type of chibur, which is not really a chibur, but it's just held together sort of with a band-aid, b'zeh omru hanidu v'atoiro, oifoiz boi v'hu tohor. This type of zach, there's a loshen, the Mishnah quotes, omru, a memra, of an isha who's tmeya, together with an isha tohoiro, could bake together and the oven stays tor. Because that type of tanur, being that it's cracked, doesn't have a din to be mekabel tumah. Now there's one ha'ora that Mishnah's Taharis brings up over here, a very straightforward ha'ora. Sounds like it's a davar pasha that a woman who's in need of baking in an oven that is mekabel tumah will be mitame. The question is how? What's the chash? She put her hands in, and they fill up the airspace, so they're in the toich. There's a Rambam Mufurish that a chelik of the guf of a person, an isha, not mitame, biyodeh leivorim. A sheretz goes in, even if part of the sheretz is in, that's enough. But a person has to be the whole person. When a person touches something, he's completely touching, not just his hand. But if his hand goes in the airspace, there's nothing there, there's no negiah, and that's not called mitame b'toich. So why would it be mitame? L'chor, the Mishnah is a Rambam, before it's not like the Rambam. So others taina that is, her hands went in and touched the inside of the oven. And there are mefarshim that hold that way, that negiah is mitame be'evorim. He brings it from Rabbi Tzlo Ponovitcher in Siman Nun Aleph and Zeche Yitzchok and the Or Sameach. But l'maisa, we've said over a number of times, the Shtucher Reb Chaim, that there is no such thing as negiah being mitame by Torah of Klichetz. It's only mitame by Vir. That's not mitame. So shows what the prayer over here in the Mishnah is. He says, maybe you'll say, maybe she would spit into it. Shvera Maisa, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the hands. We're talking about working the oven. So here. Okay.